For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio, Channel 211, and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Tony, Harry, the whole gang, Miss Robin is in here, the couch guy, the great Conlon Farrell. Rothstein just put his hat back on forward. He had it on backwards for a while there. I almost had to get up, Harry. I don't play that in this house.
Well, he puts it on backwards, I think, when we play the strapper calls.
Yeah, you have to.
You got to sort of get in character. That's for right. The strapper line.
Exactly. Joe C. at the Wheels of Steel wearing a Kahlua shirt today. Joe's got quite a T-shirt collection, Harry.
He does.
I've never seen him wear the same shirt twice so far.
I've worked in radio for a while, so like 90% of my T-shirts are promo T-shirts.
Free ones.
Yeah.
Exactly right, man.
It's like Dan Schwartzman. That was his whole wardrobe.
I used to have a lot of them, but I get rid of them. Or Robin gets rid of them, I should say. I've had some great ones that she just throws out.
I've had some really weird ones, like Rip It, the energy drink company.
Rip It?
Yeah, so.
Rip It Wheel Good.
Hats, T-shirts, all sorts of stuff from them. Also, Malox was also a big one for a while. I did not take those because that's just kind of weird. But we had
nothing like giving away a Malox T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a hot item.
We got some songs for a strapper line. Strapture by Blondie, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Identified as one of the early rap songs.
It's like a rap song. Yeah, it's good.
Strapture. You have Strapper's Delight by the Sugar Hill Gang. Remember that one? Strapper's Delight.
I love that, actually.
It's ice rink.
That's phenomenal.
Not Afternoon Delight.
No.
It's got to be Strapper. Come on, man. Try to say what the program is.
It's Delight, man.
I know Mike Scott is dazzling you with raining threes down.
He's actually one for one from three.
It only looks like he's making a lot of shots. Anyway, why am I watching this game?
Tony, we have...
You're captivated by it.
We have several stories that you wanted to get to.
Yeah, I want
to
get to this.
Let's go.
I want to get to this, the WAP song.
Oh, with Shapiro.
With Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Who's a little short guy who has a very whiny voice, but I guess he's popular, and he's... Like, I don't know if he's a right-wing guy.
He is.
Moderate guy.
I think he is.
I think he's all over the place. I don't think he's, like, super right-wing. I think he's more...
I think he leans conservative.
Well, yeah, he leans conservative. But this is the best comedy routine you'll ever hear of someone breaking down the Cardi B song WAP. It's had 6 million views,
Harry. How about that?
6 million views for a short Jewish guy
breaking
down the WAP video.
Well, it's the Barstool News Network, actually.
Yes.
That's their YouTube channel or whatever.
They took
or Twitter
whatever
feed.
He... had and broke it down and posted it.
Yeah, Shapiro has his own podcast on the Daily Wire, so he has his own feed.
Yeah, I know.
He better not say rap is rap and hip-hop is hip-hop. That belongs to Schwartzman.
That's Schwartzman. Exactly. He will have a lawyer on Shapiro in 5 minutes. He's got a lot of time.
No, and the Barstool Sports Network obviously took the video and posted it, and that's why it's got 6 million views.
Yeah.
But I'm sure every political hack from the left and right has also taken this, A, because it's funny, even though it's not intended to be funny.
Mm.
Not like, Jimmy Fallon, who tries to be funny and he's not. This is the Ben Shapiro being funny when he's trying not to be funny.
He's trying to be straight.
Trying to break it down. Cardi B's song that Harry endorsed earlier this week, or actually late last week. He was all over this song. WAP. Let's go to the tape.
Here are some of the lyrics. You ready? Whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. There's some whores in this house. Hold up. I said certified freak 7 days a week. Wet ass P word. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you effing with some wet ass p-word. P-word is female genitalia. Bring a bucket and a mop for this wet ass p-word. Give me everything you got for this wet ass p-word. Beat it up, n-word. Catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this p-word right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I want to ride. I do a kegel while it's inside. Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This p-word is wet, come take a dive. Along these lines. And it gets significantly more vulgar. Like, a lot more vulgar. Talk your s-word, bite your lip. Ask for a call while you ride that d-word. You really ain't never gonna F him for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots and your coat for this wet-ass p-word. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet-ass p... Right, so this is... This is what feminists fought for. This is what the feminist movement was all about. It's not it's not really about, you know, women being treated as independent, full, rounded human beings. It's about wet-ass p-word. And if you say anything differently, it's because you're a misogynist. Right?
All right, that's enough. I don't want to hear any more about Shapiro.
It gets really, really...
I get it. It's really dirty. Did you know that was what it was all about, her?
I know every word. Yeah.
He knows it by heart.
Wait, so
I was trying to explain to you 3 days ago.
I know too, but I've never heard anybody break it down like that, Harry.
Yeah, well,
I've never heard anybody break it
is
down.
Is it going to break down, you know, when we go extra innings, when we do our, you know, recording sessions?
Yeah.
Is it going to read a transcript of those next?
Right.
Probably. Wow. By the way, we have another.
Hilarious.
That's what
Let's get it back to the hockey game. I believe the Tampa Bay Lightning have scored on a really greasy scramble goal, according to our correspondent, the great ice rink in Ottawa. Can we put it back? Get the damn Sixer game on. Get the hockey game on. Get the Sixers off. Get the hockey on. They're right above each other. One's on. NBC SN not showing infomercials today for a change. So that's good. So there you have it. It's 2-2 now. And that one must have come early in the third period, so I'm going to try to get a replay of that and get the damn basketball off because I'm going to vomit if I watch any more. So Gord scored.
That's a good Canadian name, Gord.
Absolutely. And it's 2-2, Columbus Blue Jacket and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And, of course, the Blue Jackets scored late in that end of the second period in the final minute and a half. And then, obviously, to start the third period, the equalizer from Tampa Bay, and there's a scramble in front of the net again. And the Tampa Bay Lightning are energized, Harry. They are energized. And, yes, Hedman is playing, apparently not as many minutes, but he's still at the point playing defense. So
I think he had an assist on their first goal.
So Victor Hedman is skating. Is he, even if he's not 100%, his presence out there, very strong, especially on the point on the power play where he's camped out all the time. So we'll keep you up to date on that. It's 2-2. We mentioned the big story. Kamala Harris has been selected as the vice presidential nominee by Joe Biden.
So, in other words, the de facto president if Biden wins.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes.
And so let the games begin. Let all the other nonsense and the tiring ads that will be played for the next couple of months, the conventions in a couple of weeks. That's what this is all about, Harry. Meanwhile, not the fabulous sports babe WAP. No, that's a totally different WAP.
Yeah.
It's not WAP, Harry. That's an Italian. Somebody should do a song, WAP, which means without papers. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's why the Italians were called WAPs. Did you know that, Rob?
So they come
yes,
to
I
America
did.
Without
they
the papers.
They came to America
yeah.
without papers. Yeah. Now you're supposed to come to America without papers. It's okay. It wasn't okay then, but it's okay now.
There's a song by J-Dash named WAP.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I do remember that from that was.
Was
back
it about
when
Italians? Was it a racist and anti-Italian
no.
song?
It was the prelude to WAP. Let me just say that it's very similar.
No, Barkan was not let go from MS. I don't think they're going to let him go either. Michael Barkan, the guy does like every pregame and postgame show, and especially during football season. So when there was this big purge all over the country at NBC Sports Network stations, local affiliates. A bunch of people were let go, but Michael Barkan has been probably the longest tenured guy there now, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
Exactly.
Easily. Yeah. Now, I know we've got some other stories here. What's this thong action situation?
Yes. So
let me see that thong. Are we going to play a block of that?
No, that is...
Oh, that's a great story.
Is that about a tattoo?
No. The tattoo story is another good one,
okay.
too. But the thong story... is a guy that you may not be surprised that this gentleman wore a thong as his face shield at an airport overseas. Let's go to our overseas desk and your correspondent, Miss Robin, to bring you the latest on Let Me See That Cisco Thong. And it's not Cisco either.
No, John McAfee, who you've talked about several times.
Not Pat McAfee, of course.
No. John McAfee, the former owner of...
McAfee, that was his company.
Yeah, the security program. Mm-hmm. He was in Norway, and was... taken aside and not allowed to continue because rather than wearing a mask, he was wearing a lady's thong over his face.
And but he had the back part as the string in the back, and he had the
great, of course,
the very little material part in the front.
Apparently,
he was still trying to get through.
He doesn't know a thing or two about viruses, but apparently not about
that's
pandemic
why. So they what did they do to him? They're like. Shut him down. Did they kick him off the flight?
He knows about computer viruses.
Yes.
That's what my joke was. I tweeted that earlier when I saw that. I said, now, how can you do this to a guy who invented virus protection?
He was
arrested. Don't you think he knows whether that mask is going to work or not, Harry?
He was arrested. He was actually put in jail.
Really?
But my favorite, if you're watching on Twitch, you can see the Norwegian police officer is obviously laughing at him. So it wasn't really that big of a deal.
I've left parties with a thong on my face. But, you know, you expect that. You
know,
pick up the wrong one. Yeah, exactly.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you are looking for a mask, do not wear a thong.
I bet you that thong is just as useful to prevent viruses as a lot of these. I'm reading today in the Washington Post that those things that go all the way down under your chest, what are those things called now?
The gator.
Gators.
The gator.
Yeah.
Those are now supposedly not good enough.
Tiger Woods had one of those around his neck.
A lot of people do.
Because
you can pull them all the way down and then you can pull them up.
Right. And they're comfortable. Now, just to reiterate, he was not arrested, according to the Norwegian police, for wearing a thong as a mask. He was arrested for refusing to replace it with a medically certified over-the-ear mask.
Just imagine where he got that thong. That guy is a wacko, man.
Yeah,
and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
He's a very, very peculiar man. You would never think that this guy would be smart enough to come up with the greatest antivirus protection for your computer ever. And then they took the company away from him because he was so certifiably nuts.
Well, this is what happens. Sometimes some guys get so rich that they just go a little they get a little crazy.
He did all kinds of crazy stuff, too.
Well, this is he dispensed these pearls of wisdom about viruses and bacteria after he was let loose. He says, yes, coronavirus, although large for a virus, is still 2,000 times smaller than a large bacteria, which masks do stop. And yes, I know viruses in droplets are released when the droplets evaporate. Duh. But I breathe through this mask. What could survive?
Jeez.
See? There's a man who knows more about virus protection than John McAfee.
He invented it.
Exactly. It's ridiculous, man.
So would you rather take his advice or Dr. Fauci's?
Right now, John McAfee. Because I
think Pat McAfee would be my choice.
Yes,
well, yeah, no,
Pat
but John McAfee's whack.
He is whack. Well, we saw a video of him that he was convinced that people were trying to find him, and he had the entire room covered in aluminum
foil.
Yeah,
no, this guy is way out there.
Like
but in a fun way.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, Matt Livermore nails it. When you're that rich, it's called eccentric.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Only poor
Not
people
crazy.
Are crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Poor That's... people are crazy.
Rich
people are eccentric.
That's a great point.
Yes, it is.
That's why Matt's in Livermore.
That's a great point.
You can't be. He's eccentric. He lives in Livermore.
Right.
There ain't no.
You can't.
There ain't no slums,
ain't no
in,
slums
Livermore.
In Livermore.
Damn right, man. You know how expensive all that wine grape growing area is out there?
You could live in John Madden's garage and you'd be living better than most people.
Exactly right.
Danville, same thing, right?
Paul Kappas on Twitter says, you know, depending on the thong, it might smell better than a normal face mask.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know where John McAfee was coming from in Norway. Have you seen some of those Norwegian broads, Harry?
I have not.
Oh, come on, man. We're coming right back with the great
Dan
Lust Esquire, Robin.
Before you play your next round of golf, meet Boston Scott Golf. It's a beautiful thing when fashion meets performance on and off the course. Boston Scott Golf has created a clothing line that focuses on key relief areas which address many known fit issues in the clothing industry. Not only does this set them apart from the others, simply put, it changes the whole game. Feel good, play good, casual, great golf. Visit BostonScottGolf.com. Use code HARRY for 20% off. BostonScottGolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Mark Flera continues to talk with us.
Hey, Mark, what's your take on the Dak Prescott situation? Obviously, he's going to play this year under the franchise tag.
The thing that drove me crazy about the whole Dak Prescott situation was, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they kept releasing the contract terms. One thing I know about players and agents, they don't release a contract term unless they're going to sign it. They don't say, hey, look, we got this money, but we're not going to sign it because it's not enough money. And the thing that drives me crazy about organizations is they all claim salary cap victim. The salary cap can totally be manipulated. You can pay anybody that you want to pay. That's the way the salary cap works. You can always find money. You can manipulate the cap. You can redo other people's contracts. Just look at Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, with Chris Jones. If your intent is to get it done, you'll find a way to get it done.
Into the night with
catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the SiriusXM app.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
There are those who stand forever ready. Ready to defend the nation. Ready to fight for what matters, no matter what. Do you have what it takes? Find out at GoArmy.com/warriors.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're gonna die, let us die drunk at least. Plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
This is about more than work. It's about growing a community. Every day, across the country, the highly skilled, highly trained members of the IBEW are committed to doing the job right, doing the job safe, and doing the job on time. Because while we might be experts in our field, we're also your friends and neighbors. IBEW, the power professionals in your neighborhood.
Are you listening to the Tony Bruno and Harry May Show Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern? You can catch it right here on Dan Patrick Radio, SiriusXM 211, and on the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
A lot of stuff talking about. Most of it's legalese, Harry, with the college football thing. We know the Big Ten, the Pac-12, the Mountain West, the MAC have all folded the tents for this fall. The ACC is still hanging in there, planning to play. The SEC has already announced they're doing it later in September. But one of the big discussions going on, Harry, all over the place on social media, involves legal matters. You know, can teams just say, hey, my conference isn't playing, but I want to play football?
Right, Nebraska. Iowa, yeah.
Not Nebraska, because that would be great Brazilian steakhouse, Harry. Are they still open, those places where they
You put up the card, and then they bring you
more
meat.
Yeah, they come over, and they slice the meat off.
Ross is still there. I don't know.
I know it's there on
now.
611. Yeah, right across from the air station.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. Before, you know, it was all, you know, basically all you can eat, and now I don't know if they can have, you know, actual dining in.
You know what they have there, don't you? They have the meats. Anyway, is Dan Luss there?
He is. Yes, he is. There he is.
Beautiful,
ladies and gentlemen.
Man. Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say legalese, we have an official on staff, a man who 24/7, 365, when we need legal help, Dan Luss is there. Now we have to put him up because I want to see him, Robin, even though the hockey game is that we're midway through the third period in a 2-2 contest. But what I want to see, the man himself, the greatness that is, Dan Luss, Esquire.
Well, you know he's high on the guest list pecking order if you're moving hockey off the TV.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
I want to see who I'm talking to, Harry. He's back in his leather-bound office with the background.
My mahogany office, actually.
Mahogany. You got the mahogany. You got to have a scotch bottle or something. You know that little – you have to have like
a decanter.
A silver tray with a glass decanter.
Crystal.
Yeah.
Crystal
and a couple
decanter.
Of crystal glasses there.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what Perry Mason had.
Your apartment back here, I pull one of these books, and there's just a whole whiskey cabinet.
Oh, right. Beautiful, man. You push a button, and that whole thing opens up,
right?
And then the TV comes up.
Exactly.
People are like, is that a fake? No, no, Dan Luss was not coming out of WAP, the song WAP. Have you seen that song?
The video?
I've seen it making the rounds, but I am not coming out of it. I can report that confidently.
Exactly. Well, we played it last night. We have Ben Shapiro narrating it. So that's a good transition from Ben Shapiro to Dan Luss. All right, Dan, one of the things that you've been talking about on Twitter, because people ask you legal questions, including Dean, who's asking about baseball cards. Our buddy Dean says, you know, can you ask Dean about the baseball cards? Because I got a rookie card in a box, but now they're saying it's not eligible anymore. It's an autographed Aaron Judge, and they're telling me that it expired. We'll get to that later. But first I want to ask you about the college football kids, because there's a debate going on whether or not, as we've seen in pro sports, teams are giving athletes the right to opt out and not play. And we've seen it happen in football, baseball, NBA, hockey, professional sports. What's the deal with the college kids and whether they can opt out if their leagues play and they don't want to play?
So twofold. The NCAA Board of Governors gave us our guidance last week on August 5th, and they said to the extent the players opts out, he's not going to lose his scholarship. So that answers one of the questions. Now, there was a world that we had considered that if college football were to be canceled, that they could extend the eligibility of all those fall players. And that's what happened in the spring. Now, Tony, as of the last half an hour, everything's changing every minute. There's now a world where half of college football plays and the other half might play in the spring. So this world where eligibility could be extended becomes a lot messier all of a sudden. And that doesn't even talk about potential transfers from one school to another. So all of a sudden, it's kind of an apocalyptic world in the college football landscape.
Well, what is the biggest fear, in your view, of like the Big Ten and the Pac-12 of why they don't want to sort of stay the course like the SEC and the ACC are right now and include the Big 12? I mean, the SEC has even moved the date of the start of the season a few weeks later. Why the necessity to do it now and cancel things now?
So twofold. You know, the first answer, I think, is just a medical one. It's a battle of the experts. We talked about this, Dr. Alan Sills in the NFL versus Tony Fauci. You can have your political views one way or the other, but these are two doctors at the top of their field who have a disagreement. And that's essentially what's going on in the Big Ten, the Pac-12 and the MAC. Their doctors are saying going forward is too much of a liability exposure, whereas the ACC, Duke, you know, top doctors there, SEC, their doctors don't feel that way. So that's kind of step one, why we have a different view. So now the second view of this, why there's kind of a sprouting up of all these cancellations all of a sudden, it's that same August 5th Board of Governors memo from the NCAA, which said COVID liability waivers would not be allowed. The schools could not force that on people. And now, you know, Tony, you guys pay me the big bucks to be your attorney. So I know how this kind of financial fees work, right? By the way, disclaimer, you don't pay me a dime, just so everyone is watching that's
out there. This is pro Sonny Bono on this show. That's how we do it. Or Steve Bono, the former Norristown kid who was the third-string quarterback for the 49ers back in the glory days.
But the point is kind of clear here. A liability waiver, the difference between a waiver, if I sign a waiver, Tony, and I go to sue you, you would hold up that waiver and say, you know what? The lawsuit stops here. There's no depositions. There's no discovery. There's no trial. The case is over. Now, if you don't have a liability waiver, you could still win the case. You could get it kicked out once you go through the mechanisms of discovery. But, Tony, that costs money. That costs legal fees. And that's kind of the fear. If you don't have a liability waiver, you let these cases walk into the courtroom. And that's why these insurance premiums could go up. That's why there is an additional cost. So once the liability waivers were knocked out across the board, then you know, these financial departments had to say, wow, this is going to cost us a ton of legal, more than we expected, because liability waivers are a way of to manage risk and manage the financial exposure. So that's why we're seeing this pop up in this past couple of days.
Dan Luss joining us. Tony Bruno, Harry Mays here, breaking it down, keeping it simple, which Dan does better than pretty much anybody. So now what about individual schools? For example, Scott Frost at Nebraska says, I want to play. And can they jump out of a conference and say, our kids want to play, our athletic director wants to play, we can then
schedule games
against some of these teams that are still playing?
I saw, you know, Coach Day for Ohio State say they want to play no matter what when they asked him if he was going to go to the SEC. So that question is popping up all over the place. Now, on a first level, television contracts are your first hurdle because you're only supposed to be playing for your particular conference. So that might bound Nebraska, might hurt, you know, the Ohio State to some extent. But that being said, Tony, we're in a world where force majeure is being triggered across the board. It doesn't have to take a pandemic or an epidemic. It could take just a frustration of the season. So that's the type of language that might give a school like Ohio State or Nebraska an out to play games. Maybe it's not a full leaving of the Big Ten, but maybe it's just this particular year because it's an emergency situation. If you read Scott Frost's comments, he says we're playing no matter what. So you can read into that as much as you want. And then there's, you know, separate reports from Dan Patrick. You know, he's on your network. Patrick saying that the SEC is trying to, I guess, recruit ACC schools, recruit Big 12 schools, and to try to play with them. So, you know, I posted, I don't mean to be dramatic, but this could be the end of the NCAA as we know it. Just schools can just be picked out and go to different conferences, and players can all of a sudden kind of opt out and, you know, go wherever else. So it's, I use the word apocalyptic, but it's just a world we've never seen before.
Well, that's what I was wondering the other day. I was like wondering, is there real fear the virus, or is there fear more so these teams and conferences breaking up and sort of giving more autonomy to the athletes and empowering them more than they've ever been? Where once it's out, once that toothpaste is out of the tube, you're never getting it back, kind of thing.
You can put the toothpaste back. My wife yells at me. I do it all the time. but, you know, I agree with you, Tony. I mean, and Tony and Harry, this is a virus that's going to cancel 1 year. And now I made the joke and I was kind of tongue in cheek. But what was to stop college football from using a bubble? Right. We talk about how great the bubble is. You know, college football makes enough money. They could afford a bubble for these Power Five conferences. The reason that they're not using a bubble, just use common sense. You give these college football players special rights and privileges, all of a sudden they look like these revenue-generating entities. And then you run into some antitrust challenges and labor law challenges. So that's why you couldn't give the college football players a special bubble, let alone Title IX issues, right? You'd have to have a women's basketball bubble and a women's softball bubble. Mm-hmm. But if the administrators really wanted to save college football, they could, but it would risk the entire amateurism model. That would be years and decades of profits coming to them. So I do think that was the bigger concern. And you know, the blue check marks of Twitter reported that as well, that Power Five ADs were saying that was more of the issue. It wasn't coronavirus, which, you know, maybe we'll put a cap on that. We'll help figure this out in a year, year and a half, however long. But amateurism, that could go on much further than this virus could. So I do think that is the real concern at the end of the day.
The big problem, Harry's going to be concerned, is college bowl games during the holiday season, gambling opportunities, and all of these games that people only watch because they bet on them. What are we going to do then, Harry? And Dan?
I mean, listen, I've been dabbling in Formula One. There's other ways to bet, guys.
Not during the holidays. The election will be over. The college football season, whatever's left of it, will be over. And then all of those meaningless bowl games, that parade from Thanksgiving.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Say big on gelled one windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Giving all the way through the New Year's Day.
Capital One Bowl week, Tony.
Exactly, yeah. Right, Harry. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Idaho's not even going to play.
Out.
They're completely out now, Idaho.
Well, I want to say this just because in a vacuum, this idea still works. I mean, I played it out. You have the maybe, and I don't want to say it's out for all schools, because remember, guys, you still could have, right, if the SEC breaks off and they do their thing. I mean, the reason I'm saying this is it could be the end of the NCAA as we know it. If the SEC is going to go off and do their own thing, right, they're going to break off. They're going to want to have their own separate television deals. This wouldn't be the first time a big conference in college football has tried to organize separate television contracts, separate rights. This is the College Football Association back in the mid-80s. Mm-hmm. This has been done before, and it questioned the NCAA model. But this might be the triggering event to try to do it again. So I don't necessarily think that bowls are done, because we could have three Power 5 conferences that are playing games. And I think the Sun Belt Conference also is not out as well. So, you know, it's a very scattered landscape. But just the way the country is kind of fragmented in, you know, how they've been treating the coronavirus – the South, you know, the Southeastern Conference wants to play, and that's kind of consistent with how that portion of the country has treated the virus. So I don't necessarily think all the bowls are done. I don't think we can put a fork in that yet.
Is there anything like the Big Ten could do to prohibit Nebraska or Iowa or both teams from leaving for a year, you know, to just play games?
Yes, certainly. I mean, those are just standard, I guess, if you breach a contract, right, I need to see what the Big Ten contract looks like. But if you try to leave, right, you could just think in standard law, right, you can get an injunction from someone to leave, or you could get potentially a version of a non-compete, right? You've signed a contract, these Big Ten deals, and that's because of you have exclusive rights to the Nebraska games to the extent that you wanted it. So if Nebraska can just go out and do whatever they wanted, that would make that contract that much less valuable. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that the Big Ten would enforce this. But, I mean, again, we're kind of dealing with these farce. The conferences are only as powerful as the schools they have in them, and the NCAA is only as powerful as they have control over the conferences. So I wouldn't be surprised at this point if there was a separate entity that was formed between these remaining schools, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12. As crazy as it sounds, that's this kind of world that we're looking into with literally fall football. And the Big Ten is going out there and saying is spring football. We've never had a world with this in college football. So I think we need to start reimagining the world of college sports.
Now, you mentioned that the big legal battle will be, and Tim Brando yesterday was all over it. He was ripping Mark Emmert. I mean, the guy who runs the NCAA has been invisible. I haven't heard him say anything. He may become persona non grata anymore. Could they dissolve the NCAA and as you mentioned, form some other type of organization that oversees this more than the NCAA, which has been corrupt and pretty much incompetent since day one?
So I wrote an article on this, a couple months back when Fair Pay to Play passed. I mean, there was talk then, Tony, of banning the California schools. So I just kind of wrote, if you ban the California schools, great. They'll create their version of California Colleges United, whatever it is, and have a separate entity. There's nothing stopping them from doing that. And who was banning them? The Ohio State AD, Wisconsin's AD, saying that California would have an unfair advantage. So now, we're just kind of drawing comparisons. That's what we can do as attorneys. To the extent that, you know, you can have fall sports, right? And ACC is going to be playing, the SEC is going to be playing. There's a conversation that those schools might be having an unfair advantage in terms of recruiting and whatnot. So I don't think it's so far-fetched to say that a separate entity could come of this. I mean, I'm not all the big believer in doomsday, but you have to think that this is something we've never seen in college before. And now two of the Power Five conferences are not playing in the fall. So we really do have to reimagine what the college football landscape will look like.
Now, what could be the trickle-down effect to college basketball? Because we didn't even have the NCAA tournament last year. I can't imagine that not being around two straight years, but, you know, it could, though, right?
I mean, so I think what I'm more concerned about, I think that we're going to have college basketball in some shape or form, but these conferences are a package deal. They're only going to sign up for the NCAA. It's kind of, they're going to be in the NCAA for everything or for nothing. And that was the conversation we had with Fair Pay to Play. California schools weren't just be banned in football. They were going to be banned in all sports from the NCAA. So you could have a college football, a college basketball, March Madness with not all of the teams. Maybe you have, you know, like guys, we don't, Harry, maybe you bet on the NIT, but nobody bets on the NIT. We have separate college basketball tournaments that exist. That could be another world that we look at. We have an NCAA tournament and then a separate entity, be it the SEC or people that just don't agree with what the leadership is doing at the NCAA level. So again, this is all kind of just planning out, but as attorneys, you know, we have to advise our clients of the worst case scenario, of what could happen, so we could plan for it. So I don't think we can take any of this stuff off the table at this stage.
So the point now is, we know the big, or could the Big Ten, because they waited
course?
A day, yeah, could they opt back in,
right?
Like we saw some, like Nick
Markakis,
exactly,
yeah.
The Atlanta Braves opted back in once they realized these other schools are going to do it, and you're going to miss reaping what the other teams are sowing.
I saw it was official, and then I confirmed, you know, then I posted, hey, it's official. And then I saw it was official today, and I said, now look, now it's official. And then I saw a report that some of the Big Ten schools are going to try to want to play. So all bets are off at this point. I think, you know, it's just the nature of Twitter. The news comes out so quickly. Until you hear it directly from the schools involved, that's one thing. I mean, I had someone drop in my DMs and say that Penn State emailed them that the season was canceled, that Penn State directly emailed them from season tickets. So that's, I guess, a version of hearing it straight from the horse's mouth in this technological day and age. Could the Big 12, or, you know, Big 10 be back on tomorrow? I mean, they've gone on and off, like that quote from, you know, The Office, right? Like snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. Mm-hmm. The Big 10 is gone, and then it's back, and then it's gone, and then it's back. So let's see what tomorrow brings in this crazy Twitterverse.
Last time I heard that is when my Moyle was circumcising me at birth. I remember it well. It was very painful, and I've never gotten over it.
Made a very deep impression
on
you.
Yes, it did. Thank you, Harry.
Scarred you for life. And by the way, I only bet the NIT when Temple's in it, which has been far too often the past
exactly
10 or
12 right.
years.
Yeah.
So. I did call that you bet the NIT, though. I did have that.
Yeah. Dan Lust. Well, Dan, you know, this, it clears a lot up, but I don't think we've seen the end of these conferences going back and forth. Mm-mm. I mean, the Pac-12, we knew they were going to bail immediately. The fact that they waited for the Big Ten to go just shows you what a wimpy conference they are. I mean, I lived out there. They had the worst television deal, the worst television process. I mean, it's been an absolute disaster. I mean, some of the schools are good. I'm not knocking all the programs, but I'm saying they brought in a guy from the Tennis Channel to run the Pac-12
network, yeah.
And that hasn't really done anything for them for the most part.
I'm not, you know, there's no disagreement here. I don't think it's the end of this conversation of colleges canceling. I'm just curious to see what the SEC is going to do. They're almost like pulling, LeBron James with the Miami Heat. Take your talents to South Beach. Everybody's, you know, Justin Fields, the quarterback with Ohio State. There's conversations that he's trying to make an exit from Ohio State. I just find it very interesting that coaches and the presidents of these schools could be on such a different wavelength. If you see a comment from Coach Harbaugh over at Michigan, he wants to play, but then all of a sudden the Big Ten is opting out. And you know, per reports, it's a you know, resounding vote. A 12-2 margin was the original report. So obviously some discord. And then I watched an interview today with Coach Orgeron over in the SEC. And he's saying, you know, we're planning to play and we're planning to win. So it's business as usual in the SEC. So I don't think we've ever seen a college football landscape as divided as we do today on August 11th.
And then he finished that interview with, go Tigers!
Go Tigers! By the way, because there's a transfer portal in college basketball. Can a college football quarterback, is the transfer portal still open right now for guys to say, hey, you know what, my team's not going to play, my conference is not going to play, I'm going to go somewhere else and play? Can that happen legally?
You could make a hardship privilege. You could try to get that, but I don't think this is what the hardship was meant to do, and I don't think it would set a good precedent for just players to just leave the Big Ten and exodus. I mean, you can make the argument for player empowerment that they should have that right, but guys, we're not in a world where unions exist. Players don't have that power. They're at the mercy of the NCAA, so I don't see that happening.
How about if they make a list of demands like some of the other schools did? We need to be this, 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 and this, or we're not playing.
You know what's funny? You know who made the first list of demands? The Pac-12.
Yeah, they're out.
And then the Big Ten made a list of demands, and they're out.
They're out.
I'm seeing a little bit of a trend here.
Exactly. That's what we do here. This show is deep. This is a deep thinker show. I mean, Harry Mays and I, we may goof off a lot, Dan, but we're deep thinkers. When at the end of the day,
when it's time to be serious, we can be serious.
Damn right, Harry.
Yeah.
Damn right. Well, Dan knows that. Why do you think he comes on here?
Exactly.
Well, Dan, always appreciate your time, man.
Thank you so much, sir.
Don't you forget you follow him.
Yeah.
And don't forget to say hello to my other buddy there, who does the podcast with you, who doesn't get the love he deserves, man. Our friend from the Super Bowls every year.
On behalf of all Dans, Dan Wallach, and also on behalf of Dan Patrick, I will say hi to both of them.
No, we love Dan Wallach. He loves coming on with us at the Super Bowl week when they're there, and you and Dan Wallach now do a podcast together. I don't know why all the love for Dan Patrick. He doesn't give me any love anymore, man. No, I'm just kidding. He's great.
Aren't you the Dan Patrick Network? Am I crazy?
Yeah, we're on. It's not a network. We're on the channel, Sirius XM 211. Okay. It's the Dan
That's
Patrick
love.
Channel.
Love to the fellow Dan.
Yeah, he could have me thrown off, but he wouldn't do that. Why would he do that? He knows who I am.
Right.
Don't slander Dan's, Tony. Okay.
Dan Lust, Law Lust.
Dan Lust, Dan Wallach, and Dan Patrick. The three Dans. Beautiful. Not Dan Marino. That would be the fourth on the Mount Rushmore. But Dan Marino's not a lawyer. Neither is Dan Patrick. So we had to do we need four Dans.
I'd go Dan Fouts.
No, not a court. I'm talking about lawyers, Mount Rushmore of lawyers, sports attorneys. Mm-hmm. We have two Dans. We need two other ones, if you can think of them.
How about the Dan Band? Remember that?
Oh, they're great.
But they're not attorneys,
I know,
Harry.
But they're your favorite band.
Come on,
Harry,
man.
It's your favorite band. Listen.
Jesus.
Always a pleasure, guys. Listen, I'm happy to come anytime. Hopefully we have better news on the college front, but I'm happy to break it down one way or the other.
Thank you, Dan. Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Lust, Sports Lust Law. Dan Lust, Esquire. Phenomenal, phenomenal stuff.
Sports Law Lust.
Yeah, Sports Law Lust.
What did I say?
You said Sports Lust Law.
I got lust on my mind.
Sports Lust Love. Oh, man. It's time to talk about Boston Golf, and if you're like me, then you love golf, and you look forward to your weekly round with the guys at your golf club. You pick out your outfit ensemble in advance, and the morning of your round, you make sure it just fits right. You check your look in the mirror, and your shirt looks like it just came out of a cardboard box, or it's billowing out one side and all scrunched up on the other. Well, worry no more, because at Boston Scott Golf, the fit is our obsession. At Boston Scott Golf, we went through our closet and ripped up shirts just to put them back together to make the perfect golf shirt. Our shirts accentuate the shoulders and arms while giving relief in the midsection. Our tapered fit designs cures the problem of always having to retuck after bending over a few times or taking a few swings on the range. Boston Scott Golf shirts feature a four-button placket, wrinkle-resistant, moisture-wicking technology with UPF 50 protection. The classic style with the modern fit is available for both men's and junior golfers, so father and son can match on the course. It just makes sense, Tony. Feel good, play good.
Yeah.
Casual, great golf. Get to know Boston Scott Golf at bostonscottgolf.com.
The Tony Bruno Show.
Mark Clareth continues to talk with us.
Hey, Mark, what's your take on the Dak Prescott situation? Obviously, he's going to play this year under the franchise tag.
The thing that drove me crazy about the whole Dak Prescott situation was, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, they kept releasing the contract terms. One thing I know about players and agents, they don't release a contract term unless they're going to sign it. They don't say, hey, look, we got this money, but we're not going to sign it because it's not enough money. And the thing that drives me crazy about organizations is they all claim salary cap victim. The salary cap can totally be manipulated. You can pay anybody that you want to pay. That's the way the salary cap works. You can always find money. You can manipulate the cap. You can redo other people's contracts. Just look at Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes, with Chris Jones. If your intent is to get it done, you'll find a way to get it done.
Into the night. Catch new episodes of The Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekday afternoon starting at 3 Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and the Sirius XM app.
Heard it work? Go right now to injuredworkers.com. When you're injured on the job, your family is injured as well. Turn to a firm of legal attorneys that can help, that care, and that you can count on. Go to injuredworkers.com from Malamut & Associates. Nobody plans to get injured. When it happens, you need injuredworkers.com. Get the help you need from injuredworkers.com. go to injuredworkers.com right now.
We've got Tony Bruno Show gear, yo. Check out the TonyBrunoShow.com shop for all your beautiful and I am pissed off t-shirts. And don't forget the popular, if we're going to die, let us die drunk at least, plus new t-shirts and other paraphernalia being added daily. Go to TonyBrunoShow.com/shop to purchase and for more information.
When life is in chaos, your home is your safe haven. It's your most important asset. But do you own it? Don't be so sure. Imagine getting evicted for non-payment of a loan you never took out. It happened to Deborah, and it's happening everywhere. It's called home title theft, and the FBI calls it one of the fastest growing crimes. It's why I urge you to get Home Title Lock. Your home's legal title is kept online, and thieves know it. They'll forge your signature on your home's title, and that's it. They legally own your home. Then they can take out loans on your home. Your bank doesn't cover you, and neither does your insurance. The only way I know of to avoid this nightmare and possible eviction is with Home Title Lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. And use code SAVE for 30 free days of protection to help you through this crisis. Go to HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays. Weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Dan Patrick Radio Channel 211 and with the SiriusXM app.
Welcome back to the Tony Bruno Show with Harry Mays on SiriusXM 211.
Having fun as always, but then getting the important questions answered, and then the answer is questioned. That's what the show does. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are asking me. I'm not the one who came up with the conspiracy theory concerning the Portland Trailblazers getting the 8 seed so they could play the Lakers and eliminate
them. No, that was Rothstein.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was somebody else who came up with it. Now, we got good friends all over Twitter and on the Twitch stream saying, oh, you're rooting against LeBron, so you want Portland to win this. I don't care who wins. I don't have any dogs in the show.
I would like to see Portland take them out.
You know we got a pull up there.
We do?
Yeah.
Well, we're finding this out now.
Just put it up about a half hour ago.
Dan Patrick gets a poll at the beginning of the show, and then he asks for updates. You tell us at the end of the show we got a poll up. I hate to do it to you, man. I really hate to do it.
We were discussing
right now
what it should be.
I'm not going to tolerate your crap today.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so it's obviously the race for the eighth seed in the West is really heating up. So we said, who's going to – the race for the 8th and Western Conference is heating up with three teams all vying for the last spot and the chance to play the Lake Show in the first round. Who will it be? And right now, the results pouring in, the Portland Trailblazers with 54% of the vote.
Wow.
Actually, it's 56.2.
Oh, wow. See, look at that.
So the three choices are the Memphis Grizzlies.
Now, is this mail-in balloting or is this regular, like, electronic balloting?
Grizzlies are way down at 4.5%.
Yeah, so it's really people think that the Trailblazers and the Suns, who obviously are playing the best basketball probably in the bubble, have the best shot at getting in.
They're going for 7 in a row. They're up at the half on the Sixers.
See, I don't know about this, Tony. I mean, this is an NBA poll on your Twitter feed. I would have thought that would have required an approval by you before putting it up there.
No, it's we're down to the nitty-gritty. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah,
we had a hockey poll yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now the NBA and the season, the postseason will start on Monday. Hockey starts today on a Tuesday. The NBA starts next Monday because they got to do these stupid play-in games this weekend.
Well, yeah, and they might go Saturday, Sunday, too, with those.
So there's going to be at least one game. If the 8 seed wins the game Saturday, then they don't play Sunday. They will be the 8 seed. But if the 8 seed loses on Sunday, then the 9 seed, the 8 seed and 9, whoever they wind up being.
This 9 seed really has to work their ass off to get
right
into the playoffs.
Do. Imagine if it's the Phoenix Suns who have been, again, playing the best basketball, 6-0, about to go 7-0 if they can hang on. Memphis, I mentioned the Spurs earlier, they beat Houston. Mm-hmm. They're hanging in there. But we got to do a grandma update. Not a grandma update, Harry. A great-grandma update.
Okay, not Angel's grandma.
No, okay. Not the Angel's grandma, right. No. This is called... You get old, and you got to let yourself live a little bit, Harry.
Mm.
You're never too old to do zany things, not dangerous things. I mean, not skydiving and stuff. Although the former president, George Bush Sr., was skydiving at like 90.
Yes. Yeah.
For his 90th birthday, he jumped out of an airplane.
Crazy.
But he was a military hero. So.
Well, Tony, let's go to Michigan, shall we?
Wait a minute. There's things open in Michigan where you can do things?
Well, apparently.
What can Granny do? Was she wearing granny panties?
You know, I think that that's the only time that granny panties are okay to wear, mm-hmm. is if you are an actual great-grandmother.
Yeah.
Grandmother, maybe still too soon. Great-grandmother, yes.
Great-granny panties might be a whole new level.
Now, yeah, this isn't a grandma story. This is a great-grandma story.
This is a great-grandma, Dorothy Pollock, 103 years old.
103 years old.
Did she run out of beer?
She's not trying to get free Coors Light. No. That was a scam anyway. That was the kids set her up for that.
That's
a
great move. She celebrated her birthday on June 16th, 103 years old, in a nursing home in Muskegon, and she was just discharged from the facility due to the coronavirus pandemic lockdown. And
she survived in a nursing home.
She survived in the nursing home.
Good thing she wasn't in New York.
Exactly.
103rd birthday, what did she want?
Well, now guess. Take a guess with the great-grandma. One thing she wanted when she hit 103, Harry.
103.
103.
She didn't want to be in the WAP video, the WAP video. She did not want a twerking scene.
In leather great-granny panties.
Exactly, yes.
Yes. And boots above the knee.
She did not want Bud Light, Peel's Light. She didn't want
little
oxygen.
Tito's.
She didn't want...
Nope. One of her grandkids several years ago asked her if she would get a tattoo, and she said no. She had never had one. She didn't want one. But now, with everything going on, she said, you know what? I'm going to get inked up for the very first time.
Wow.
And so,
at
103 years old, Dorothy Pollock got her very first tattoo.
Goodness gracious.
She loves frogs. And so she got a frog tattoo on her forearm. And
I thought she got a tramp stamp at least at that age.
There it is, right here.
She looks fantastic for 103.
Yeah, 103.
103 years old, and there is her frog that you can see on the Twitch stream.
It's a nice frog.
It's a nice little green frog.
I mean, she doesn't look a day over 80.
I know.
The tattoo artist said that she was definitely the oldest client that he has ever had.
Wow.
Her granddaughter, Teresa Zavitz Jones, told the network that COVID-19 had her in prison for months, and she wanted to do something that she never had done before.
She didn't get greatgrannyporn.com on her back.
No. But, how amazing.
Now, I've never gotten a tattoo, so I don't
me
know.
Neither.
I don't know if you have to sign anything before you get the ink, but you do, I imagine,
I'm
right?
Assuming you
yeah,
probably, I'm sure you have to do some kind of a waiver.
Especially in this situation. I mean, you know, imagine the guy goes needle to skin and great grandma freaks out and, you know, has a coronary.
Now,
you know what I'm saying? It's a plausible situation. I'm not trying to be funny.
Wings and Diddle says she got thug life on her stomach. She got that baby tattooed on there. She got the Mike Scott neck tattoo.
The
next,
lips.
Yeah.
We've talked about this before that
she got the teardrop up by her eye.
People in the nursing homes.
And the cobweb on her elbow.
Yeah, spider web.
People in nursing homes have suffered a lot. I mean,
absolutely.
They're already depressed because they're getting older. They can't get around much and all that. So,
Robin's trying to cut into this funny stuff with all this serious stuff
Robin.
About nursing homes.
No, but this is my favorite part. She said that after her tattoo, Grandma Dorothy said that she wants to cross another item off her bucket list. She wants to go riding on a motorcycle.
Oh,
no, she missed
well,
Sturgis.
That'll be easy. Yeah, she could have gone out there and gotten
mouth.
A free tattoo.
And she could have heard Smash Mouth
right.
do a medley of their hits. Hey, now, you're a grandma. Put your tats out. Come on, Nate. Hey,
get your
now.
Boobs out.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to be
show
that
me your
kind
boobs,
of
Granny. Could you imagine Granny getting inked up and then she pulls up her top at Sturgis?
Yes.
With a bunch of biker bros, man.
I actually saw that. Back in 98.
What show was that at?
It was on the street. I was there in 98.
Oh, at Sturgis?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do everything there.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic.
But you know, in 2 weeks, they're all going to be dead.
Oh,
Harry.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that.
Yeah, there's millions of people hoping that they all die.
Thug life on their chest. That's just great. Awful.
Well, the eye's got to be a bullet.
just like Tupac's.
Absolutely. Oh,
like the barcode tattoo Kenya Martin on the back of his neck.
Play action reel, would you?
Come on, man.
Jeez.
Wow.
God bless you, man.
Next, we're going to have a great grandpa, Jacques Strapper, calling the show
exactly.
Tattoo artist said that she didn't even wince once.
Really?
Getting a tattoo.
Wow.
She probably
impressive.
Couldn't feel anything. He's going needle to bone. I mean, it was like, you know, obviously when you're that old, I mean, my skin's starting to get older. Although it doesn't look bad for an older dude. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not Grandma Theft Auto. No, she's going to be in the next one. Great Grandma Theft Auto. And she's going to pull out a gat and start mowing down some suckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Vin Diesel.
No, the video game, man. Oh, blow okay. cars up.
I thought it was the movie, the franchise.
No, there's
don't
too many.
They have like it. Eight or nine of
I've
those.
I've never watched
now?
1 second of any of those stupid
I
movies.
I haven't either.
I mean,
neither
Tony,
have I.
Those
like
weren't Grand
to
Theft Auto. Those were
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, your mom is 96. I cannot even imagine her getting a tattoo at
my 90. Mom wants a – she said she wanted to – she's going to go. She's going to go gauging.
Yeah,
yeah. She wants to get the ear, like that big ear. Yeah, the gigantic ones.
Yeah,
like the size of a half dollar or a silver dollar. Yeah. Get that baby. Go to South Street. I'll take her to Condom Kingdom. We'll get her all tricked out, man. Get down there, man.
Oh, gosh.
Yo, Tone says, let's get it back to the Eagles, Ari. Yeah. How about that's a great story for
that
her.
That is
man.
Phenomenal.
We got to quit. We got to get
that's
this
out of
quick.
Michigan. Right?
Yeah, in Michigan. I wonder if Governor Whitmer was there condemning her in the tattoo parlor. But, Robin, we got to do this other story. Blockbuster Video, Harry.
Remember, Blockbuster Video.
You know, there's
video.
Only one left.
One.
In Bend, Oregon, Harry. Hmm. And guess what they're doing with that store now? We have another update. Let's go to Bend, Oregon.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you miss going to Blockbuster and you want to remember your childhood, you now can rent this very last Blockbuster as an Airbnb.
You can spend the night inside a Blockbuster video.
Oh my God.
The last Blockbuster in the world.
Yes.
As you mentioned, is located in Bend, Oregon, is transforming itself into an Airbnb for 3 nights.
Could it be 700 people show up and like twerk and do thong contest and stuff like they did in Jersey?
Now, I don't understand why are they doing this for only $4 a night?
That's insane.
You can book a night for $4
plus
on
tax,
either
course,
September 18th, 19th, or 20th.
So they're only doing it for one weekend.
I guess so. Over the past few months, they say we've been missing the regular visits from friends, neighbors, and tourists from around the world. So we are opening our store for 3 quarantine pods of Deschutes County guests for a socially distanced movie night. Wow.
So they have all the movies in the racks there.
Okay.
See, if they had done this at West Coast Video, at least there'd be a porn room in the back. I don't want to see that.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah, I want to go into the other room. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to watch bad videos, although there's a lot of good bad videos that I want to watch, Harry.
Now, what they've done is they've put like a sofa and an air mattress down and a big screen TV so that you can sleep on the floor. I don't know. It's kind of cool, I guess.
Deschutes County, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think I pronounced it correctly.
$4 a night, you can get one drink at Chip Snappers. You get a couple of drinks out there at Chip Snappers Bar. We want to thank everybody for participating today. John McMullen, the great Dan Law Esquire, Dan Lust Esquire, all the people who checked in on the Twitch stream, on
the
Strapper Line, the Jock Strappers, and the people just tuning in to have fun every day.
856-818-4045 is that Strapper
That's
line.
The Strapper. No, and tomorrow, you know who's coming on the show tomorrow, Robin?
Yes.
Peter Burns.
Yeah.
He's at the SEC Network. Mm. We'll get his spin on this old college football shabacle. So stick around for that tomorrow. We'll see you then. In the meantime, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. And God bless America. It's still the greatest place on earth. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Good night.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save.